You see, God got everything laid out. He got it already laid out. And whatever you need, God got it. Now, like I said, we trust the doctors. And it's not nothing wrong with going to the doctor. Amen. I go to the doctor from time to time. It's not nothing wrong with going to the hospital. I've been in the hospital a few times. But this church, I want y'all to hear me this morning. This church is a spiritual hospital. Hallelujah. This church is a spiritual hospital. It's where the Spirit of God is. You see, sometimes we need spiritual healing. Sometimes we need our spirit lifted up. Sometimes we need our strength built up. Sometimes we need our faith built up. Sometimes we get a little weak. And we need the Spirit of God to revive us. Build us up, strengthen us, make us strong. So we need somewhere to go to. Hallelujah. I said we need somewhere to go to. So we can come here. Hallelujah. We can come here and get our healing. Hallelujah. And what's so good about it? We don't have to go through the emergency room. You don't have to wait in line to get to the doctor. You don't have to go through the secretary to check in. You can go straight to Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't have to sit and wait a long time. No matter what time you get there, you can go right in. Hallelujah. He ain't never tied up. Never too busy, never on vacation, never too tired. Hallelujah. Never sleep. And what's so good about it? He's the best doctor on staff. Hallelujah. Got all the degrees. He's all seeing, all knowing, all understanding. Ain't nothing he can't fix. Hallelujah. So I would like to encourage you this morning. If you're going through something that you can't help, come on in the spiritual hospital. I said, come on in the spiritual hospital. Hallelujah. Don't have to make no phone calls. Don't have to make no appointments. Just come as you are. The doors of the church is open. Come on in. Don't have to get no prescription filled. Hallelujah. You see, your faith is your medicine. Hallelujah. Jesus told the woman who had the issue of blood. He said, your faith has made you whole. God knows what you need. Hallelujah. So she believed that if she could touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. She believed that she can get close enough to touch the hem of his garment. She believed that she would be made whole. So this woman pressed her way through the crowd. You know, sometimes you have to press your way. Sometimes it looks like you're not going to get there. Sometimes it looks like you're not going to get what you want. But you can't stop. You got to keep pressing. So this woman pressed her way through the crowd with healing on her mind. And when she touched the hem of his garment, the issue of blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed. And Jesus felt that healing virtue when it left his body. Hallelujah. And he turned around. I believe he turned all the way around. Hallelujah. And he said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, You see all these people around you. You see all these people touching you. And you say, who touched me? But Jesus kept on looking. He knew there was something different about this touch. He knew that there was some faith in this touch. So he kept on looking until he found the woman. And the woman, knowing what was done in her body, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your plague. I came to tell you today, God knows what you need. Your faith will make you whole. All you got to do is step out on your faith.